Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, and memorial service family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 305. Where I read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we are reading Psalm 59. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you this morning for salvation and spiritual family and life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Holy Father God, I do pray, and we praise you together for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, we individually, and collectively confess, Lord, our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us. And Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, indeed forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us all who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, out of the hearts and minds, souls and spirits and lives of people here and people out there. And Holy Father God, even many who claim to be Christians. And Holy Father God, help us, Lord, to deal with such people. But we pray that even those who are not saved and used by the devil, we pray that you would restrain them and control them so that your gospel can go freely. And Lord, I know that this kind of praying is not popular today, for the devil has deceived many to think that he does not exist, that everything is humanistic. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts and the demonic, not only the demonic spirits, but the demonic sins that are produced by these spirits. The demonic sins of pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, treachery, and Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and all of the demonic sins of treachery, hindrance, distraction, rebelliousness, pride, stubbornness, sabotage, and betrayal. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would drive these demonic spirits out of the lives of people today. I praise you and I thank you for leading me to pray this way, and thank you for leading me to do it for many years. And it is not popular. We don't hear this kind of praying in churches today. And therein lies our problems. And Lord, we all have noticed recently an explosion in mental health issues. And even among people who have everything. And Lord, I believe that a whole lot of this is an explosion of demonic activity, oppressing people, depressing people, even people who claim to be saved, but they're not living through you and by your power in the way that they should, because they have sin in their lives. When you have told us all to that if you love me, keep my commandments. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and demonic activity is evident in the craziness that's going on, Lord, in our cities, in our states, and in our countries. People killing others for no reason. Just a few days ago, a young lady, high school student, was sitting in her car and somebody shot her dead. Yesterday, a lady and a woman in Allen, Texas, in the parking lot with a shotgun, shooting a man. And Lord, these things ought not so to be, but they are, and we look forward to your second coming, because you warned us the days would be like the days of Noah, and when there was much violence in the land. And so, Holy Father God, those of us who are truly saved and born again, and who are a part of your remnant, a part of your 7,000, continue to protect us and guide us and direct us and help us to be obedient to you. And we pray that you will give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil throughout this day, that you would keep our minds in perfect peace, because we, by your grace, choose to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you by praying without ceasing and praying always. And remembering the parable that you gave, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, those who are striving to serve you, Lord, protect them from those who are trying to tear them down and hinder them as they're going nowhere fast. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the stabilizing impact of your Holy Word. It's like an anchor, a weight that holds us solid in place while the winds of evil are blowing all around us. And I thank you so much for it. Grant me your energy, your strength, your grace, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read it and to understand it and to comprehend it and to cherish it and to love it and to obey it and to apply it to my life, and help others to do the same. And even if others don't, Lord, help me, and I know that you will, to continue to believe in you and your Holy Word, and to trust in you and your Holy Word to the point of obeying it and preaching your Holy Word to others. And so, Holy Father God, if there ever was an apostate church, it is today. We see it today. So many have left you, their first love. Some we thought would have never done so. But by many means and ways, they have done so. And Lord, help us not to be shocked at what you predicted would come to pass. But help us to hold steady and to walk by faith and not by sight. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us who are truly saved and born again, and who want this blessing, and that is to be delivered from all temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do right, and to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Holy Father God, as we continue in prayer, we also pray that you'll help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the power of your Holy Ghost would fall down upon the hearts of those who are lost in church and out of church as your gospel is preached. Lord, save millions as we're heading on out of this world as you see fit. Lord, some of us will be gone sooner than others, but all of us are leaving. And Lord, I do pray that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving all around the world, in our country, in our community, in our churches, in our families, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, to you that you would deliver all of us who are saved, Lord, who are serving you, that are left here on earth. Deliver us all, Lord, from distresses and afflictions, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles and problems and fears from our hearts and minds, souls and spirits. We cast all of our cares and burdens and worries upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would deliver us today from all tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Deliver us all from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family and financial, legal and student loan debts and student progress problems. And then we pray, Lord, for the millions who are facing housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utility crisis across the country and around the globe. Millions are marching all over the globe, as in biblical times, trying to find refuge and being rebuffed and being corralled and tossed to and fro and not receiving the help they need. We pray for their salvation and their, we pray that you would provide for them as you see fit. Let your will continue to be done. And Lord, we pray that you will, we cast all cares and burdens upon you. For Lord, we know that you can handle them. We thank you, Lord, for caring for us. And we pray that you'd continue to work in the lives of millions of others who need to be saved. Have your Holy Ghost to not give them rest until they come to know your Savior. And then, Lord, we pray for all. We pray for our family and all other families that name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves. And we pray that you would protect us, Lord, from ourselves and from, Lord, protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'd pave the way for us throughout this day. Pray that you'd order our steps and direct our ways. And Lord, we pray that you will help us all to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you, who are saved. And Lord, those of us who are saved, and keep us in perfect peace. And then, Lord, grant us your energy, your strength, and your grace, all of us who are saved, and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing, to read your holy word, to meditate on it throughout this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord." the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 1 Samuel chapter 19. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake, awake to help me, and behold, Thou therefore, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doeth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense, and the God of my mercy. Holy Father God, I thank you for this experience with your holy word. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your holy word and the power of your Holy Spirit, who helps us to understand it and to form a conviction in our hearts to obey it, and who leads us to love it and to cherish it, and then motivates us and moves us to teach it unto others in a discipleship way, and then to preach your holy gospel to those who need to be saved today. Lord, we give you the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.